You're listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. If you're thirsty for inspiration, hope, certainty, abundance, movement, purpose, health, and love, then it's time to stop drowning in your life and start sipping on it. You've made the right decision to tune in because we got nothing but smooth sailing from here.
Well, hello, soul sister. Welcome back to the program. This is Dr. Shannon, founder of WomenSippingOnLife.com and author of the best-selling 12 Engagements of Becoming the Great Lover of Your Life, Date Yourself Well. How are you, by the way? I am really curious how you're doing, especially after episode 31, Unconditionally Loved. Hey, by the way, did you write that unconditionally loving love letter to yourself? Okay, so before we get into that, I want to tell you this. We're in episode 32 today, and we're talking about live unapologetic. That's what we're talking about, live unapologetic. Have you ever found yourself constantly apologizing for yourself or saying, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, for everything? Or you're constantly looking at everyone else to apologize for their behaviors because it hurt you? If you are, if that's you, then this is a perfect episode for you today. But first, let's go back, because I said in our last episode, I said we're going to talk a little bit more about this in this next episode. And that is this. In that letter that you wrote to yourself, okay, first of all, did you take your sacred soul step? Did you write the letter? If you haven't, oh my goodness, please do yourself a favor and do that. If you have not yet listened to that episode, go back, please go forward, listen to it, and then take the sacred soul step. So if you wrote the letter and then you read the letter, the next step, I know this is going to get big, the next step would be to stand in front of your mirror and read your letter out loud to yourself. I know. My very best friend, when I wrote my first book, Dr. Shannon Knows the 12 Steps of Wealthy People, that's W-E-L-L-T-H-Y, How to Make Healthier Habit, I wrote about this because this was really a huge step in my own healing. And I have since used it with all my clients, and I've shared it with a lot of people. And she was like, wow, that was a doozy. Like, that really, she called me and she said, you know, because I said, are you reading my book? She's like, absolutely, and I'm loving it. She said, but let me tell you, she said, when I got to that part, that really messed with me. And I said, like, what do you mean, in a good way, in a bad way? And she said, oh my goodness. She said, when you asked me to read it out loud to myself, she said it was like it was almost too much for her, but too much in a good way. She said, I had no idea like that would be so difficult. And it was difficult because she said, I had no idea that I really hadn't been, you know, loving myself in that way. And it was beautiful. You know, she broke down, she cried. She said, wow, it was extremely emotional. And she said it was amazing. It was absolutely amazing. And so I know that this can be a very emotional thing, but love, my dear, you know, feel it and feel into it. And if you feel resistance from it, what a beautiful thing to recognize that and to lean in and to press in if necessary, because you're worth it. And there's no condition that is greater or too much for you to be able to overcome and to break into and break through to show yourself how much you love yourself and really truly how lovable and loving you really are. You know, if you think about it, the word lovable, it's able to love. And if you feel unlovable, the greatest way to kind of reposition that is to take the love that you have, that ability to love, and point it back to yourself. Because then all of a sudden you show that you are lovable, you are able to love. And in that moment, you're no longer unlovable. You see what I mean? Because for so many years, you know, I had this unconscious belief, and I told you already in previous episodes about how I had, or, you know, in the last episode even, I said, you know, I had this unconscious belief that unconditional love or lifelong love wasn't possible for me. And one of the biggest reasons, and I think I forgot to mention this in the episode, was because I didn't feel like I was lovable. And I didn't know that consciously, but when that came to the conscious surface that day, I was like, oh my gosh, I don't believe that at all. but yet I had taken it on as a belief at one time. So because of that, like I said, then I created this whole story around it, which became my reality for over a decade until I had the revelation and the breakthrough. So I hope you've done that. And again, I would love to hear what your experience has been with it. So today we're going to continue with this, if you notice the Un series, you know, we've been talking about unfiltered, uncovered, unafraid, you know, all these. So today it's live unapologetic. And what would that look like for you? Because again, if you are finding yourself constantly apologizing for you, constantly saying, I'm sorry for everyone else's response, and taking that on as your responsibility, then today's the day to get some insight into this, living unapologetic, or as we would say, of course, living unapologetically. But the number one thing that I see in so many people, especially women, they're saying, I'm sorry for everything. And there have even been studies, like I've seen studies about this on how women will say, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, and constantly making an excuse for themselves, or, you know, the word excusing themselves. Like, you know, excuse me, I'm sorry, and apologizing and excusing themselves. And the next time you say, I'm sorry, I am going to encourage you to stop in that moment and really ask yourself, like, what am I really saying here? Are you dismissing your feelings? Are you dismissing your need to express them? Are you dismissing yourself? Because that's what happens every single time we say, I am sorry. Ask yourself, what am I really sorry for here? And why am I saying that? Because the reality is, there is so much power in the words that we speak. And again, you've heard me say this, that out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So is there a belief within your heart that somehow you must apologize for yourself? Somehow you must dismiss how you feel or what you think or what you do? So going back to the living unapologetic, what's the difference between an apology and an I am sorry? Well, first of all, anything you say after I am, you know, be selective with that, because I am is the most powerful statement. And then to take it on, whatever you fill in that blank with, you know, I am what? I am S-I-C-K. People say that all the time. Like, stop saying that. You may be symptomatic, you may not feel well, but to claim with an I am statement something that you do not desire, I would encourage you with all of my being to stop doing that. So there's a difference between saying I apologize and I am sorry. You know what I'm saying? So even though, you know, you're saying, yeah, I apologize for this or I apologize for that, maybe you had made a mistake. The difference between saying I apologize for my mistake and I am sorry is the different, this is the difference. I apologize for my mistake would be an apology. I am a mistake is when you say, I'm sorry. You are not a mistake, my dear. You may have made a mistake, but you are not a mistake. And this goes back to the episode when we talked about, you know, living unashamed. We carry shame because oftentimes what we're doing is we're not saying, hey, this happened, I made this mistake, but you're saying, I am a mistake. Not, I feel broken or I broke something, but I am broken. There's a big difference there. Do you see the difference? And that difference right there is like the difference between entering into apology living or unapologetic living. So even if you're saying, I apologize, it doesn't mean that you have to live an apologetic lifestyle and an apologetic life. What is an unapologetic life? It's no longer saying, I'm sorry for who I am. It's no longer saying, I'm sorry for having feelings. It's no longer saying, I'm sorry for for hurting you because I am responsible for your feelings. Honestly, what's your intention? If you can own your own intention, it sets the whole, you know, it sets the stage for this whole difference between apologizing or not apologizing, or saying I'm sorry versus sorry, not sorry. You know, you don't have to be sorry that you're not sorry. You can just be not sorry. You do not have to apologize for every single thing you do in your life. You know, probably if you're feeling the huge need to give an apology, I would ask you today to give one apology, and that is an apology to yourself for not actually being your biggest advocate, for not actually standing up and having a voice and expressing it. So all those times when you were dismissing your actions or your feelings or your thoughts or your emotions, saying, I'm sorry, today's the day to be like, hey, you know what? Today I'm going to actually give myself permission to say this is how I feel. And I'm going to apologize to myself, and I'm going to forgive myself. So the true key to an unapologetic life is A, stop saying I'm sorry all the time. B, own it. Own who you are. Own your voice. Own your emotions. Own your feelings. Own your life. Stop apologizing. And C, forgive yourself. Forgive yourself. Today, my dear, if you simply forgive yourself, you will no longer have this need, what appears to be a need, to continue to make apologies for you. Stop. Simply forgive yourself for whatever it is you feel you're responsible for in everyone else's lives and your life, and own it. And simply forgive yourself and let it go. Let yourself go. And when you do that, my dear, you will also then be able to forgive others. Because, you know, what people do a lot of times too, and I've done this too, is like we apologize, but yet we actually, we either apologize or we point fingers. Well, it's their fault and they need to apologize. The most important thing is that you receive your own forgiveness. And when you do, you can forgive others and stop looking for everyone else to apologize and stop giving all the I'm sorries and truly live the truth and stand in it, show up in it, live in it, speak it with no apology. Like, own your voice, my dear, and stop apologizing for it. This is an unapologetic life. Wow. I know. I got right into it today. I believe this will help you with all my heart, because it's changed my life. I've seen it change lives, and, you know, my clients' lives and even patients I've worked with, just so many people. It's like, stop saying I'm sorry, okay? And I really hope that you take this today and you take it to heart and soul and you make a decision. So please grab your Sacred Soul Date Journal, your daily action to engage with yourself. And today's Sacred Soul Step, write down, grab your pen and write this down. I am not sorry. And make the commitment right here and right now that you will stop saying I'm sorry all the time. I will look forward to seeing you again tomorrow. Thank you so much for allowing me to speak into your life. This is Dr. Shannon, inspiring minds that want to know and hearts that want to grow so you can love you, your life, and your life's work well, one sip at a time.
Thanks for listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. Please tune in again tomorrow for another sip of life, and invite your best girlfriends to join in. We'd love it if you give us a rating and review in iTunes and subscribe. For more inspiration and life-giving content for souls like you, go to womensippingonlife.com today.